Sir William Oliver and my ancestors and great-grandfather probably celebrated Christmas in the United Kingdom this way. They start Christmas at Advent, where holy wreaths are made up with 3 purple, 1 pink, and 1 white candle. Today, many shops sell Christmas decorations beforehand, and Christmas lasts until January 6th, the Epiphany, and it's considered bad luck to have Christmas decorations up after this date. On Christmas Eve, presents are supposedly delivered in stockings and under a Christmas tree by Father Christmas, who had previously been something like the ghost of Christmas present in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, but now has become mainly conflated with Santa Claus. The two names are now used interchangeably and equally known to the British people, but Father Christmas tends to be used more often, and some distinctive features still remain. Many families tell their children stories about Father Christmas and his reindeer. One tradition is to put out a plate of carrots for the reindeer and mince pies and sherry for Father Christmas to help him on his way. Few families open their presents on Christmas Eve, the royal family being the notable exception, and Queen Victoria, as a child, makes note of it in her diary for Christmas Eve, 1832. The delighted 13-year-old princess wrote, "After dinner, we then went up to the drawing room near the dining room. There were 2 large tables on which there were placed 2 trees hung with lights and sugar ornaments, all the presents being placed around the trees. Since the first commercial Christmas card was produced in London in 1843, cards are sent in the weeks leading up to Christmas, many which contain the English festive greeting, Merry Christmas. On Christmas Day, a public holiday in the United Kingdom, nearly the whole population has the day off to be with their family and friends, so they can gather around for traditional Christmas dinner, which is usually turkey, traditionally with cranberries, parsnip, and roast potatoes, quite like the Sunday roast, and traditionally followed by Christmas pudding. 3 million now attend a Christmas Day Church of England service. Watching the Queen's speech on TV is a tradition that remains hugely important in many households on Christmas Day, typically averaging 10 million viewers on TV and 2 million on radio. The celebration of Boxing Day on the day after Christmas is a tradition practiced in the UK. It is a bank holiday, and it happens to fall on a weekend when a special bank holiday Monday will occur. Also, depending upon the day of the week, it is often a day when football matches are played in the professional leagues and people go to watch the team play. Notably for the Catholics, it is one of the main days of obligation. Other traditions include carol singing, where many carols are sung by children on people's doorsteps and by professional choirs and sending Christmas cards. In public, there are decorations and lights in most shops, especially in town centers, and even in Indian and Chinese restaurants. Churches and cathedrals across the country hold masses, with many people going to midnight mass or a service on Christmas morning. Even though church attendance has been falling over the decades, some people who do not go to church often think it is still important to go on Christmas, so church attendance increases. Most theaters have a tradition of putting on a Christmas pantomime for children. The pantomime stories are traditionally based in popular children's stories such as Little Red Riding Hood, Aladdin, rather than being directly concerned with Christmas as such, and there is sometimes a link. Television is widely watched for many television channels. Christmas Day is a most important day of the year in terms of ratings. Many Britons still watch the Queen's annual Christmas message.